Annie Get Your Gun is a crowd pleaser whenever it's performed. Anyone who has heard the memorable Irving Berlin songs or the Annie Oakley storyline are hooked. Ben's Experimental Arts Theater is taking advantage of the show's popularity, and we're the beneficiaries. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Beat's upcoming production of Annie Get Your Gun is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
You ever been away from home before?
You mean I'd have to leave home?
We travel all over the country, Annie.
You ever been on a railroad train?
No.
Have you ever stayed in a hotel?
No.
You ever eat at a restaurant?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
Do you know anything at all about show business?
Show business? Well, what's that?
The cowboys, the wrestlers, the tumblers, the clowns.
Annie Get Your Gun tells the musical story of Annie Oakley, a woman who could outshoot most men, and her romance with fellow sharpshooter Frank Butler.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Director Mary Kilpatrick admits this was an ambitious show to undertake with 33 cast members and 20 songs.
And I think we've got a great, great, great show. And I'm very proud of these kids. A lot of them had not been in shows before. So this is a lot of younger ones than we're used to. And they're just trying so hard and singing their hearts out and dancing. And they've become all really good friends.
Musical director Rebecca Sharp says they've been encouraged to do this show for a while.
You know, this is one that the kids have been asking to do for a long time. They love this show. It's so bright and fun, and it's a historically accurate show. All of these people really existed. I mean, these were real characters, real people, and Annie Oakley was, you know, an incredible markswoman. It's just this story is kind of about her life, and the kids have really just been asking us to do it for so long.
The kids who are in it are part of Beat's Young Actors Workshop.
Basically, Beat is a school, so it is tuition-based, so they do pay a tuition, and these are technically called workshops. So basically, it's a 6 to 10 week workshop, depending on the length of the show, and they learn how to put the production together. It's more about the process. It is eventually, you know, in the end, about the actual production, but the process is what we're really trying to teach them, and they do have to go through an audition in order to get cast as a specific character. So once they get here, they have to have an audition song prepared and a monologue prepared in order to, you know, that's kind of conducive to the character that they want before we can cast them.
Judy Kelly plays Chief Sitting Bull. She admits the long rehearsals can be exhausting, but says they're worth it.
It's pretty tiring, especially for middle schoolers, because, you know, going into high school almost, you have a ton of homework. It's pretty stressful, but it's also my stress reliever, so I love to be here. Like, I love to be around theater people. They're so much fun. Like, you can't get people better than theater people personally.
Behind the hill, there's a busy little still where your pappy's working in the moonlight.
Kayla Walsh plays the lead character, Annie. She's a senior at Mountain View and wanted to be part of this show.
So I've been with Beat for a couple years now, and when I heard that they were doing Annie Get Your Gun online, I just had to get involved, and it's one of my favorite shows, so I immediately signed up as soon as possible. And the kids have all worked really, really hard, and, you know, they're a very enthusiastic group, so we've luckily had them to get us excited, too. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful experience since day one, so.
And when it does, from the mountain where it was,
you can catch Annie Get Your Gun Thursday, April 5th through Sunday, April 8th at Bend High School.
It's just a darling show, and the music is gorgeous, and it's a feel-good musical, which I think we need more of out there.
With a moonshine lullaby.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.